Be veg, go green to save the children.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
برنامه‌های ما شامل زبان‌های بسیاری است. از این وبسایت دیدن فرمایید suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The price of the food has never been so high because we have been food shortage, because we destroy natural environments and kill bees by insecticides, and also the pandemic right now. You know, one thing leads to another. Everything is, seems like pounding on humans' existence right now. Truly want to destroy humans. But most people are living like blind, deaf and dumb. See nothing, hear nothing, don't think of anything.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aloxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Audi Bodi means how are you in Creole, the national language of Sierra Leone. My name is Fatal. The blissful residents of Sierra Leone appreciate your care and diligence in keeping the environment of your country clean and pristine. Officially known as the Republic of Sierra Leone, this West African country contains diverse terrain and a range of environments, from dry savanna grasslands to dense rainforests. Conservation efforts have been made to preserve the abundant wildlife that inhabits these natural areas. Several national parks and reserves, including the Takugama Chimpanzee Sanctuary, have all been established with the goal of providing a safe haven for the nation's animals, trees, and plants. In 2019, Sierra Leonean officials also pledged further protection for the chimpanzees when they named the Western chimpanzee as the national animal. Birds are also a big part of the wildlife in Sierra Leone. Avian species include emerald cuckoos, cormorants, whistling ducks, African swifts, long-tailed nightjars, blue swallows, and sunbirds, among others. Sierra Leoneans are known for their brilliant expressions through dance. Many of the ethnic groups in the country have their own ceremonial style, all of which are very rhythmic and beautiful. Sierra Leone is also well represented in modern day visual arts. Painter Olayinkin Burney-Nickel was appointed government artist for Sierra Leone's Ministry of Education for a decade, and Hassan Bangura, whose life and work were recognized with many awards, created vibrant depictions of Sierra Leone's daily life. We were pleased to briefly share glimpses of vibrant Sierra Leone with you, lovable viewers. May heaven grace your souls with bliss. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 4 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Okay, any more questions, my love?
Master, what happens to the deities if we destroy their trees or their area that they overlook?
Now, sometimes they can find another tree or another place to stay, sometimes not. They just have to be just like a homeless, you know? Yeah. They might find some other refuge somewhere, or they have to be on the street crying. Yeah. Just like us, humans, if we don't have a home, then we become homeless, okay? That's what it is. But the tree deity who became homeless, just one, but we, all of us humans, are billions. If we continue destroying one tree after another and keep killing our co-inhabitants, the animals, then we will have nowhere to go. We become worse than homeless. We become planetless. Wordless. And the children after us, we inherit all these terrible things that we have been and are doing still to the planet, to the environment, to the animals. Because if we cut trees and destroy forests, we also destroy the habitats of the living, you know, the visible beings like birds and monkeys, orangutans.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, and birds and bees and butterflies, all these are contributing to the benefit of our lives. Bees contribute a lot to the food production anyway. And bees have been dying in countless numbers. And the food we're having now is getting more and more expensive every day.
Yes.
You know that if you read the news. Okay, huh? The price of the food has never been so high because we have food shortage. Because we destroy natural environments and kill bees by insecticides, and also the pandemic right now. You know, one thing leads to another. Everything is, seems like pounding on humans' existence right now. Truly want to destroy humans. But most people are living like blind, deaf and dumb. See nothing, hear nothing, don't think of anything. This is a very sad thing and very, very, worrisome thing.
Yes, Master. Yes.
Okay, anything else, my love?
No, Master, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm. Okay, because you asked a question, I just remember a story from a Buddhist story book, okay? I don't know, maybe I didn't tell you before. There was one time the Buddha incarnated as a gecko. You know gecko, small one, or salamander, they call it?
Yes.
About
yes.
Like this? Yeah?
Yes.
Looked like a crocodile, but very small. About this? Very small, okay? About the size of my thumb, yeah? Biggest is about the size of my thumb and about this long, very long tail.
Right.
Look similar to those that crawl on the wall sometimes, yeah?
Yes.
If you live in the countryside, they have it. In the city, you don't see. Okay, one time the Buddha incarnated as this one of the salamanders, and he befriended a tree deity. And this tree deity had a child also, okay? And at one time, the king of that country wanted to cut that tree, the tree that was her home, because that tree was very valuable to repair something in the palace of the king. So they saw that tree was very very good, suitable. Every other tree was either too small, too soft, and not good. So they wanted to cut that tree down. The deity of the tree holding her kid was crying and crying. And every other nearby neighbor, other trees, deities, or grass deities, or everyone in that garden came to ask her what's wrong. She said, they are going to cut down my house, and I don't know where to go. I have nowhere to go. And then so the salamander was her friend. I came to her comfort and said, oh, don't worry, I have an idea. They will not cut your tree. Don't worry. So nobody understood how the little salamander could stop all these strong, powerful, woodsmiths who were going with a saw and axe in order to chop down that tree. Nobody understood. But he said, I will stop it. So everybody went home but feeling very doubtful in their minds. And the next morning, these woodsmiths who were going to repair the palace, the column in the palace was kind of rotten or something. So they were going to chop down that tree. They were going there. But the salamander, he went onto the tree, okay, from the root on. And then he just like disappeared. And then he went up to the top of the tree and peeked out, yeah, as if there was a tunnel inside the tree that he could go from the bottom to the top, from the root to the high branch. So he kept doing that, up and down, like teasing them. He used his power to go under the root and then disappear inside the tree and then pop out from this place, that place, here and there. So all the carpenters, they talk to each other. They say, ah, this tree, it looks all strong and good, but inside is already rotten and empty. Like sometimes the trees are eaten inside by like white ants or some other insect that eat the wood, yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So they thought, oh, this tree is eaten from inside already. Because they saw the salamander go from one place to another, from inside and pop out and inside pop out again, all over the place. So they thought the inside of the tree trunk is all hollow. Yeah? So they say, oh, no good, no good. We better go elsewhere, look somewhere else. So the tree was saved.
Yeah. Mm.
By a little salamander. So little. So everybody, you know, was very, very impressed with the salamander. And the deity of the tree was very, very happy, of course, yeah? Mm. and they are even better friends than ever. So you never know, you know, the animals, even though they're small, like the bees and all that, or spiders, they are your friends. And you never know what they will do to help you or to rescue you. Even just to tell you some good news or bad news or to comfort you, like the wild animals around me, even the crickets and the little salamander as well, and spiders and birds, small birds, big birds, and squirrels and skunks. They even came to comfort me when I came to the new place because I was so depressed. So tired, being alone and moving so many things, and I just made the other place ready, okay? Ready for working and for conference and just relax a little bit, and then had to move again. Everybody hates moving, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And especially when you're all alone and not used to all this technical stuff and so many instruments. I had to move so quick like that, you know, just throw everything in a plastic bag and wonder if they still function after. And I was sitting there, I was so tired. Could not even rest and meditate, I was so tired and so despondent. And I was thinking, how am I going to work again? I'm so tired. Yeah, it's been a long time, we have not had a conference. I'm supposed to have it, and then I had to move, and then I have to do it all over again. And a new plug, and don't have enough plugs, don't have enough multi-plug, the internet, I don't know where it works, and all kind of things. Don't have enough electric plug hole and socket and all that stuff. And everything on top of each other because of the rush, you know? Yeah. Yes. I don't always have time to listen to all these emails until the last minute. It's often like this. Often, I don't always have time to catch the news. Okay? Yes. And then until kind of last minute, I had to run. Sometimes I know more in advance. Sometimes not. And then they all came and made a lot of singing noise outside, their music, comforting me, telling me, not worry, don't worry. You are safe here now.
It's wonderful.
This and that will not come. Keep comforting me every day. Yeah, even until today. They don't just say it one time. They come back again and again to reinforce the energy, to make me feel better. Not just the talk, you see what I'm saying? The energy of it.
Yes.
They build it up. Keep saying the same thing, build it up so that I feel more confident and good. And bless me and all that as much as they can. I am in tears all the time whenever I remember them. They're so kind and so considerate and so loving, loving. Come and comfort me even, not just to tell me when it's trouble, but come and comfort me, knowing that I'm very down, you know, physically, mentally.
Yes.
I'm a master, but that's the soul, okay? The physical is the same like yours. I get old, I get tired, I get sometimes feeling very helpless also, okay? Yeah, yes, so they came, a bunch of them, all of them. Yeah, the spiders and all that just go in front of me and stay there until I listen. Sometimes I say, oh, I'm busy right now. I know you say the same thing, right? So I got it. Thank you. Sometimes I say, okay, I heard that already. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. I cannot just stand there and listen. I have to do work. Okay, I'm alone. I must work. But then I say, thank you. I heard you. I know. I heard you. Thank you. So they say, we have to enforce it. Reinforce it. Then I'm so touched, you know, by them. So touched. If all humans are kind like that, we are in paradise.
Yeah.
No need to practice anything anywhere. Not go to heaven, nothing. This world will be Eden again. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we don't have that. Sadly, we don't have all that. We don't have people who really understand the impact that we are doing to ourselves by destroying the environments and killing others. even our own race, killing our own human race. Very sad, very sad. I remember all the masters who came and went, they just take care of whomever is following them, believing them, and the rest, they don't care, you know? They just let it be. Maybe they care, but relaxingly, not like me, so urgent, so desperate, so pressurizing myself like this day and night.
Benevolent viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 4 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is The Young World Changes, Part 1 of a multi-part series, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your hearts find beauty and delight in all life forms.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.